USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As questioning wrapped up from the Senate Judiciary Committee on the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court, the chairman of the committee, Democrat Dick Durbin, thought that many of the attacks on the nominee were unfair.
Some of the attacks on this judge were unfair, unrelenting, and beneath the dignity of the United States Senate. My lasting impression is a judge who sat there through it all, head held high with dignity and determination and strength.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer said he believes the nominee will be confirmed by Easter. General Motors is now shutting down its pickup truck factory in Fort Wayne, Indiana for 2 weeks next month because the company has run out of computer chips. The auto industry continues to face supply chain issues more than a year after the global chip shortage first emerged in late 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Former President Donald Trump sued his rival in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, Hillary Clinton, and several other Democrats, alleging that they tried to rig that election by tying his campaign to Russia. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances that Trump repeated during his 4 years in the White House after beating Clinton. The suit alleges racketeering and a conspiracy to commit injurious falsehood, among other claims. The suit seeks compensatory and punitive damages in excess of $24 million. Uber has said it will list New York City's yellow taxis on its app, a move that could help the ride-hailing giant overcome a driver shortage in the biggest U.S. market. The city for years has been a battleground between Uber and yellow taxi drivers who have long protested against the company's technology on the grounds it disrupted the industry and limited their earnings. You've made it to Friday, and the weekend is almost here. Thanks for spending time with us. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoBite.com.
The United States is trying to help the EU get more natural gas.
Early Friday morning, President Biden announced the United States and European leaders have created a task force focused on helping to cut the European Union's heavy reliance on Russian fossil fuels. The broad outline calls for the United States working with international partners to find another 15 billion cubic meters of liquid natural gas for Europe this year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The resignation of senior Russian government officials and their reported moves abroad aren't the first voluntary departures of people leaving state jobs since Russia's war with Ukraine, but it is one of the biggest ones. Anatoly Chubais, who was President Vladimir Putin's envoy to international organizations on sustainable deployment, is well known in Russia. He's held high-profile posts over the last three decades, beginning under Boris Yeltsin, the first post-Soviet leader. A number of public figures have condemned the invasion of Ukraine and left their posts at state-run institutions and companies, which is signaling divisions in Russia's official ranks over the war. So far, there have been no indications that the resignations have reached into Putin's inner circle. The Sweet 16 continues in the NCAA tournament tonight. Big games for teams trying to make it into the Final Eight. North Carolina versus UCLA. Iowa State versus Miami. Purdue versus number 15 seed St. Peter's. And the only number one seed remaining in the tournament, Kentucky, plays Providence. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.